Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right, there we go. Make sure I can hear myself. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, March the 26th. Monday, March the 26th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic. We're going to break down the 12 attributes of purpose in order to understand why you must put purpose before people. Without understanding what that means, my brothers and sisters, it comes across as if we are saying, or if I'm saying, that your purpose is more important than people. But your purpose is given for people. Let me say that again. Your purpose is given for people. Let me say that one more time. This is extremely important. So you have been given certain attributes and characteristics. Those certain attributes and characteristics help you interact with people. So without purpose, there is no product, service, or information to give people. Therefore, If you put people before purpose, the only thing that you can give people is your person. Without a product, service, or information by which to assimilate or to give to people, then you have a problem. So you must put purpose before people. Just making the statement, again, it does what all statements make. Without understanding, people are going to just react. And whatever you respond to, you bond to. Without understanding why people react the way that they react, then we are not able to assist them with their purpose. So while purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So purpose is the principal thing. We must put purpose before poonanny, for lack of a better term. We must put purpose before male genitalia, penis, for lack of a better term. We must put purpose before passion. We must put purpose before people. We must put purpose before problems. We must put purpose before product. We must put purpose before profit. Without understanding, my brothers and sisters, what that statement means, I'll go back to a show that I did a long time ago, Work Before Woman, where how Adam was created before Eve, and Adam, God took him and he put him in the garden, and he told him to tend to the garden. Then, after Adam did work, God made woman. So work establishes the right to have woman. No work, no woman. And without understanding what that means, because the woman is the helpmate, how can the woman help you make something if you have nothing to make? And it is no different when we talk about purpose. A lot of people have no idea what their purpose are, but yet they want to engage where people are. You cannot engage with a person. You cannot engage with a place. You cannot engage with a poonanny, a penis, a passion, a people, a problem, a product, or a profit without purpose. Purpose gives you the ability to interact with those seven P's. You cannot interact with none of those seven P's without purpose, because purpose is the key that unlocks those seven P's. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So your relationship with people, or your relationship with purpose, determines the quality of your relationship with people. Let me say that again. Your relationship with purpose determines the quality of your relationship with people. To the degree that you understand purpose is the degree that you can understand people. Where there is no purpose, there is no people. Your relationships will not work if purpose doesn't work. Purpose establishes, purpose quantifies you for people. The next series that starts on April the 2nd, we're going to break down quantum. We're going to break down this understanding of quantization, and we're going to break down the understanding of quantum. So a quanta is a small piece. It is the quantization of a small piece of a bigger piece. The quantization of your quanta makes you quantum. That's called quantum fusion. That is, again, is the quanta or the quantitative state, which means you are a little version of a bigger version. That's purpose. So if you don't put purpose before any of those seven P's, then you are going to perish. So those seven P's, you're not eligible for them without purpose. And many of us did what I did. I got woman before work instead of work before woman. And that is, again, you're not authorized for woman if you have not quantitized worth. And so purpose must come before people. And there are 12 attributes that again, help you to define purpose. That's part of the life optimization circle or the life management system. So I go through this system to help you quantize or quantify or quantum fuse with your induction state. That simply means that you have to know your purpose in order for you to know people. Because when you give people or when you meet people, if you don't have purpose, you're going to make the mistake and you're going to do what I did and you're going to give them your person. If you don't have a product, if I meet you and ask you what do I do and you don't have a product, you don't have a service, you don't have any information to give me, you have to give me your person, your personality. You're going to give me your ego because you don't have your purpose. So if you don't understand your purpose before you get poo nanny, then you have to give me or I got to give you my penis or vice versa. But if I have purpose, then I can keep my penis in my pocket or in my pants and I can give you my purpose. But if I don't have a purpose, I'm going to give you my person or my penis. If I don't have purpose, I'm going to pursue my passion. If I don't have purpose, I'm going to give my time and my energy to other people. If I don't have purpose, I'm going to produce problems. If I don't have purpose, then I will have no product. If I don't have purpose, I will have no profit. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So purpose is the primary thing by which we must pursue, not people. So many of us are pursuing people and we're not pursuing purpose. So we are putting all of your time and all of your energy into people. And I'm asking you the question today, who's putting time and energy into your purpose? So if I'm putting all of my time and all of my energy into somebody else's purpose, who's putting time and energy into my purpose? You see, you are given a purpose so that way you're qualified to interact with people. You're not qualified to interact with people. You're not qualified to interact with poo nanny. You're not qualified to interact with a penis. You're not qualified to interact with problems. You're not qualified to interact with any product. You're not qualified to interact with profit if you do not understand your purpose. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings, not your personality. So although you have a great personality, and I know you like your personality just as much as I like my personality, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where purpose is not known, people cast off restraint. That means that you do not have the ability to exercise something called self-control or the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So purpose must come before people. Now, you should be asking the $1 million question, Brother Will, what is my purpose? As you know, that's the only reason I'm on the planet is to help people find their purpose, not poo nanny, not penis, not passion, not other people, not problems, not products, or not profits, purpose. Purpose must precede those seven P's. Otherwise, without purpose, you will have no principles. You will have no process. You will have no product. You will have no profit. You will have no prosperity. And you damn sure are not going to have no peace because you already got poo nanny or passion or penis or people or problems, but you don't have purpose. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. So I don't talk to people who don't have purpose. People with no purpose, they have no choice but to disrespect you. Why? They don't know why you are in their life. If a man gets a wife and he don't know the purpose of the wife, he must, by law, abuse the wife. If a man, again, gets poo nanny, he don't know the purpose of the poo nanny, he must, by law, abuse the poo nanny. If a woman gets a penis and don't know the purpose of the penis, she must, by law, abuse the penis. If you get a problem by law, you're going to abuse the problem. You're going to abuse passion. You will abuse process, principles, procedures, profit, passion. You're going to abuse it because you have no purpose. Your relationship with your purpose determines the quality of your relationship with the seven P's that I just mentioned, primarily people. Purpose must precede people. Purpose is the understanding of the clock that makes you you. You are a clock. You are a kirka. You are a circle. You are a single standing column of 12 cranial nerves that meet together at the top of your brain called the circle of Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. It's the circle of wills. You got 12 of them. They must come together. I have all of this inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple of God, which you are. The Bible says that the Ruach and the Numa dwells in the body. The body is the temple of the Ruach. And so that means that you have 12 cranial nerves that represents the 12 disciples, that represents the 12 months, that represents the 12 zodiac signs. And you only know one of the 12. That's your life path. Maybe if you've been hanging out with me, you know four. Because you understand that you have four numbers that make up this circle or this circle or this circle of Willis. Now, it's very interesting because the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. And so that means that purpose, where vision and purpose are the same thing inside of the Bible, because vision is just a mental picture of purpose. So your circle of Willis, your kirka, inside of the brain, the function of the circle of Willis is it brings all of the arteries to the brain stem. So blood flows, blood is dumbed down light. Blood is congealed light. Blood is liquid light. Blood is dumbed down Yahushua, for lack of a better term. So blood flows up to the brain through the vertebrae, through these 12 arteries. These arteries meet at the crown chakra to establish the vibration or to open up or to quantize, which we're going to break down in the next series that starts on April the 2nd. So you want to make sure that you join me for that series about the quantization or the quantum fusion that allows you to maintain your mental state. Otherwise, you will not be qualified, if you want to use that term, or quantified or quantized. So it is the quantization of your quanta. Quanta just means a package or a particle of life. That's what you are. But if you don't know your purpose, well, Brother Will, how do I know my purpose? Well, you already know a part of it because you understand that you got these four numbers that make up this kirka or this circle. You got your life path number, your expression number, your soul urge number, your outer personality number. Well, those four numbers are made up of two other numbers. Each number goes to a point on the circle, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all the way around. You got 12 numbers that's on a circle. Well, everything on earth is backwards, so you must turn it backwards. I mean, you take your outer personality number first. Let's say your outer personality number is the number 5. And let's say it's made up of the numbers 1, 4. So 1 means an independent leader. 4 means responsible, stable, hard worker. So your job is to understand each of the 12 characteristics and attributes that make up you. If you do not understand that, you're not qualified, again, to engage. If you're a female, you're not qualified to engage in with somebody with a penis. If you're a male, you're not qualified to engage in somebody that has a poo nanny. You're not qualified to engage in passion, to engage with people, to solve problems, to develop a product, or to, again, make a profit. You're not qualified according to universal spiritual law because you don't understand the purpose. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So people get abused by people who don't know purpose. When you meet somebody that don't know their purpose, your job is to remove yourself as far from them as possible. Because if they have no choice but to abuse you because they don't know why you are in their life. And if you don't know your purpose, specific niche, I'm not talking about this wishy-washy ideal. Well, I think I'm here for this reason or for that reason. if you do not know your specific purpose, because, again, purpose gives you power, because purpose is a pattern. So you should be able to tell me what your purpose is based upon your pattern, because of your study, because you spend time researching. You studied yourself more than you studied anything else. So let me make sure you understand what that means, because many of us have unknowingly put people before purpose. Many of us have unknowingly put our passions, our hobbies before purpose. Many of us have put penis before purpose. Many of us have put poonanny before purpose. Many of us have put our problem before purpose. We put profit before purpose. We'll put somebody else's product, it's not ours, it's somebody else's product, before our own purpose. And our relationship with purpose qualifies us for a relationship with the other seven P's. But since we don't have a relationship with our own purpose, we're not qualified to have a relationship with the other P's. And so the 12 attributes of purpose requires you to engage in a deeper understanding of the life management system, which is the purpose of the life management system, the purpose of the 101, the purpose of, again, the seven, which are really the 12 modalities or 12 modules that's inside of this life optimization system. So as you go through this is the economy of the soul, or what I call claironomics. So you are the director. You are the star of your own movie called Your Life. Now, as the star and the director of your own movie called Your Life, it is your importance to over and understand that you, my brothers and my sisters, are here on this planet for one thing and one thing only, and that is to fulfill your God-given purpose, your destiny, your diakonia. Now, how does that happen? Well, the Bible says this. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 119, that the teaching of your word gives life. So even the simple can understand. So what I am doing is I am teaching the word so that everybody can understand. So what does that mean, though? Well, let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life, the life management system, that life was the light of all mankind. The light, John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no darkness, because the darkness cannot overcome my light, because I got a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship with the light, which is the word. Not any word. The 12 words that light up my cranial or my crown chakra, which again connects me with my source or my God. So the blood flows so that way I knows. As long as the blood is flowing, then I'm knowing. If the blood is all flowing, then I'm all knowing. So the enemy wants to get you down into what they call blood sludge, slow-moving blood, because it's filled with shiznits. Why? What's it filled with? Poonanny, penis, passion, people, problems, products, and profit. That slows down the circulation of your blood. It deactivates the crown chakra, the circle of Willis, from a biological perspective. Now, you should be saying this. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man receives not the things of the spiritual for the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So most of the stuff I teach and preach, you like, a what? Say that again, Brother Will. Because they are only spiritually discerned. So most people cannot understand when I say purpose before people. If you respond, you bond. Whatever you respond to, you bond to. So I'm going to call you the N-word. You respond to that in anger. You just bonded with anger. You just signed what is called a vibrational contract with the demonic realm. So now you and Lucifer, he and you have a contract. So when he go before God, he has legal jurisdiction over you because you summoned him, because you responded to him. That bonds, that's called beaming, that's called bonding. So most of the stuff that goes on this earth is grimoire, grammatusis, witchcraft. You don't even know it. All of the symbols, all of the sigils is the trickery. Even what's going on right now with the Mercury retrograde, it is the revive. It is the returning. Retro means revert. Grade means habit, to go back to the false light, the fake light, the Luciferian light. That started in mid-March and it ends in mid-April. That's where you'll find that you're a little lazy, you're a little off, you're a little frustrated. You find that stuff bothering you and you're lashing out at people. People are lashing out at you. You don't know why. You just, want to put your hands on somebody's throat. If you don't know purpose, you don't know why you're doing that, so therefore you are going to respond to, and then you're going to bond to. Whatever you respond to, you bond to. So if you change your words, you change your world. That's all you got to do. See, the Bible says that we have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, Romans 1:23. And it says that the image is the mirror of a mortal image that we worship. So we are exchanging the supernatural again for the natural. We don't know that we're doing it. Because, see, the problems with our minds, if you will, is that they are finite. They really have a difficult time understanding universal spiritual law. So, therefore, we have to activate, again, what the world calls the Kundalini, what the Bible calls the Ruach or the Pneuma. See, it is only the Word of God and words that have power to affect consciousness. What does that mean? Well, the Bible says the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So how does my program work? My program works because I take the word of God and I put it in different shows, and I just say the same thing in a different way every week over and over again. And you say, well, Brother Will, I heard that already. But because it's cutting deeper and it's removing, see, right now you got somebody, if you're a woman, you got a penis before your purpose. If you're a man, you got poo nanny before purpose. You follow that, you follow poo nanny instead of purpose. Maybe you follow passion. Maybe you like bungee jumping, skydiving, or some other activity. But you do that instead of doing your purpose. Maybe you got, problems. You love your problems because you came from an environment where there was a lot of problems. So you just create problems, and you got that before your purpose. Maybe you got somebody, you developed it as somebody else's. It sounds good. It looks good. It gives you a profit. But it's not purpose, but you got profit. So you put profit before purpose. Oh, there's a lot of different other P's that you can put before purpose. But I know that you got something before purpose because you don't have no peace. And so my system is designed to get you to see that you already have, according to the Bible, God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, if I already have it, where is it? Well, you can't see it. The same way you can't see the sun when there's clouds blocking your view. The sun is there, but you can't see it. So the blood is liquid light. Blood is congealed light. Blood is slowed down light. Inside of your blood, you have crystals. Those crystals, again, they are amplifiers. They amplify the light that hits the blood. That's how, again, you activate purpose. And so I can say certain words that move you. They will, again, inspire you, or they will disembowel you. I can call you, talk about your mama, your little shearings or whatever, and what's going to do? It's going to make you get very arrogant. It's going to make you get very passive. It's going to make you feel like a victim, or it's going to make you feel separated. If I can get you into one of those four feelings, those are the four major, I'm going to put it this way, dispositions. Really, they're demons. But there are four major dispositions that control the four areas of the circle. The only way to override those dispositions is with you understanding the three attributes for each disposition. What are the three attributes, Brother Will? Okay, what's your life path number? Mine is a six. Okay, how did I get the number six from? I got the number 6. I'm adding number 3 plus number 3, getting number 6. So I need a 3 plus 3 plus 6 to override my arrogance. So anytime I come across as arrogant, that means I'm not being a creative creator that uses compassion. That's how I make money. Anytime I am not operating in the 3 attributes that make up that quadrant from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, for me, it's the number 6. What's your number? What about health? Arrogance is the disposition that controls wealth. Passiveness, lethargicness, the inability to exert effort is the disposition, the demon that controls health. For me, it's the number 3. I get the number 3 from number 1 and the number 2. So if I want to be healthy, I need to be an independent leader that has a peaceful way of exercising that is very creative. That's why when I go to the gym, I don't have no charts and no graphs. I instinctively know what to do. I go there and I say, I feel like doing the treadmill today. Man, I feel like lifting heavy. No, I feel like lifting. Every day I go to the gym, I do it different. Even though if I'm on the treadmill, I do it differently. I may do 5 seconds on. I'm not starting at 5, like 15 seconds sprinting, 15 seconds of walking, 15 seconds of sprinting. Then the next day I'll do 36. Then the next day I may do the same exercise, but I'm doing a whole minute. Then the next day I may be on the treadmill and I'm just walking, but I'm walking on the incline of, let's say, 8 or 10. Same thing, but it is what? It is independent. I'm leading. It makes me feel peaceful, and it is very creative. If I don't do that, then I get very lethargic. The disposition that controls health, because that's the second quadrant. There's 3 numbers that make up that quadrant. That's, again, 3. We already did the first 3, the second 3. So that's 6 of the 12 attributes that activates my crown chakra, which is the circle of Willis. That's purpose before I must do that, before I do anything else. And then the third quadrant is the solar, which controls wisdom. So if I want to be wise, I have to use, and then for me, I have the number 3 again. But this time it comes from the number 3 plus 0. So it's 3, 3, 0. 0 has no attributes. 3 is creative. The other 3 is creator. So for me to have wisdom, I must be a creative creator. If I don't, I feel like a victim. So when I gave my mind over to the Rev. Dr. Bishop, and for 10 years I was licensed and ordained, I feel like a victim. When I left the church, I gave them money, just another. So I walked a while. I feel like I got raped. I feel like a victim. I didn't feel like no victor. Why? I violated universal spiritual law for me, which is what? My soul urge number is what? 3. How did I get it? 3 plus 0. So 3 plus 3, 0. I need those 3 numbers in order to vibrate and activate the crown chakra, which is, again, the circle of Willis that's inside of my skull so I can connect with God. Otherwise, I feel like a victim. Which leads me to the fourth part of the circle, which is, again, 10, 11, and 12 o'clock on your clock, which represents the outer personality, which means the number 6. But this time it doesn't come from 3 plus 3. It comes from 4 plus 2. So that means 4, stable, hard worker, responsible, 2, peaceful. The entity that controls that is division. So if I don't do this in my relationship, there will always be division. So I need a peaceful environment. That's why anytime my house is not peaceful, I got a problem. There is too much noise, too much clutter, too much this. Why? That's my God-given design. It ain't nobody else's job to know that. It is my job. If I don't know that, then I'm going to feel something. Then I'm going to act out, and I'm going to blame somebody else. I'm going to start to separate myself. Next thing I know, because what is the God? What is the ruling disposition? What is the demon that controls relationship? Division, separation, isolation. So if I don't know that, me and my wife can't be one. Why? I don't know my attributes that make me me. Oh, I know everybody on the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, I know everybody on the Spurs. I know everything about everything else, but I don't even know my damn self. Purpose must come before people. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where purpose is not known, people cast off restraint. You do not exercise, you do not have the ability to exercise self-control. All my philandering stopped when I found purpose. The dark side of the six is a word called wanderlust. Does anybody know what that word means? It means you're wandering around because of your lust. If anybody know me, that word describes my whole life until I found purpose. My black ass went from job to job to job, house to house to house, car to car to car, female to female to female, wandering around with my lust, wanderlust. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Nothing on this earth is more important than purpose, because purpose activates the DNA. DNA is the vehicle by which the Father has chosen. I'm not saying that the Father is. I'm just saying that he's chosen, like he said in the Bible. I've chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. This is called behavior modification. How do you modify or change your behavior? I don't know nobody on earth that got a dog that hunts better than the one that I got. A lot of people got systems, and they work. But the system does one thing. I was talking to a client this morning, and the client made a decision like, I don't know if this is going to work for me. Why? It was exposing ruling dispositions. And it's really interesting because people come and go, and they feel kind of bad towards me. Because there's nothing personal. And they think that I don't know. So I know that you are battling and that you are struggling with your ruling disposition because you're having a hard time letting it go. That's the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to expose the enemy. The Bible says that the interest of thy word gives life. So the program is designed to expose the clouds that is limiting your view. The reason that you feel a little some way towards me is not because of me, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The reason I know you don't have purpose is if you have personality. If you respond with personality, if you think that the fight is with me, if I say something and you get angry at me, that's an indication of a lack of purpose. I only respond with purpose, never with personality. Now, before I had purpose, I did not have any products, so I had to respond with my penis. Because that's what I thought people wanted. They either wanted, now if there was a guy, then I thought they wanted my smooth, charming personality. If there was a girl, I didn't have no product, so what else was I going to give? Okay, I guess I give her my penis. Now I don't have to do that anymore. Because I got a product. But without a product that comes from purpose, all you got is your personality. Now, although your personality is great, I like your personality, boo-boo, your personality can't do nothing for me. The scripture says that your gift makes room for you, not your personality, and takes you before kings. So the purpose of the life management system is to get you to understand the 12 cranial nerves that's inside of the circle of Willis that's at the top. Now, again, challenge me. Don't believe me, go to Google or your favorite search and type in the word Circle of Willis, W-I-L-L-S. Click on images and look at the top of your brain and see how all of the 12 cranial nerves come together right there. And right there, that's how you activate your crown chakra. You ain't got to do no yoga. You ain't got to do no Tai Chi. You ain't got to throw no salt on your left shoulder. You ain't got to do no candle magic. You ain't got to smoke no reefer. You ain't got to shoot no LSD. You ain't got to go out and hug no trees. Now you ain't got to do nothing. The interest of thy word unfolds life. That's what the scripture says. Now, science says the same thing. It's scientifically proven that words change DNA. I've already did that show, and I already did that series. But see, there is something that is preventing you from seeing you. What is it? If you're a guy, poonanny. If you're a girl, penis. If you're a guy or a girl, passion. If you're a guy or a girl, people. If you're a guy or a girl, your problems. If you're a guy or a girl, a product. It's not yours, somebody else's product. So that prevents you from seeing your own product. If you're a guy or a girl, it's profit. money, or mammon prevents you from seeing purpose. So there are seven P's that is preventing you from seeing purpose. The purpose of the life management system is to expose those seven P's. Now, the problem is when they pop up, your personality says it's Brother Will's fault. Disconnect from Brother Will. Disconnect from the life management system. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. 20 years I watch people come and go, come and go, come and go. That's the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is for you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that spiritual therapy or therapeutics is totally different from anything on the planet. It is a healing modality that works outside of the box of traditional psychology, traditional religion. This is spiritual therapeutics. This is claironomics. This is the ability to understand 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, which says, lest Satan should take advantage of you, we should not be ignorant to his devices. So what I am doing is I am taking the word of God. Why the word of God, Brother Will? Well, Hebrews, my favorite verse in the Bible, one of my favorite, Hebrews 4:11. The word of God is alive, powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide soul, spirit, joint, marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So I use the word of God. Why? The word of God is alive and it is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. Okay, well, Brother Will, something's not right, brother, because, you know, I've been with the program and I got, you know, problems before purpose. The only way punani, penis, passion, people, problems, other people's products, and profit can come before purpose, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. How do we know purpose, Brother Will? You must understand the 12 characteristics that make up your purpose. What are the 12 characteristics? What are the 12 attributes? What are the 12 cranial nerves? What are the 12 months? What are the 12 zodiac signs? What is the 12 disciples? What is the law of 12? The law of 12 states this. It is called an eon or an aeon. Your brain, your body oscillates according to a cyclical or a cycle, which means from 12 to 1 o'clock, one attribute. From 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, I'm not talking about time. I'm talking about purpose. So you, again, must understand to operate outside of time, you must have purpose. Brother Will, what exactly is my purpose? You take those four numbers that make up each of the four numbers of your chart. One number is your life path number. The other number is your expression number. That comes from adding up all of the numbers in your full name. First, middle, and last at birth. Now, if you get married, there are some few exceptions as well. Life path numbers come from what? Adding up your date of birth. Month, year, day, year. That gives you two numbers. Those two numbers you reduce down to a single digit number. And then you keep out three of those numbers. Not just one. Now, remember, we're going deeper down the rabbit trail. Then after this, I'm going to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail. This is what I'm going to be teaching in the seminars that I'm doing as I go across the country this summer. So that way, because people are dying because they don't know purpose. So people are following around penis. People are following around punani. People are following their passion. People are following other people. People are following their problems. People are following other products. People are following profit, but they're not following purpose because where purpose is not known, people cast off restraint. That means you don't have the ability to walk in the spirit. What is the spirit? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Purpose before the 12 attributes of purpose is understanding the three numbers that make up each quadrant. There are four quadrants, like there are four seasons. You go through four seasons exactly like the planet because you're a little version of a bigger version. The planet goes through four seasons, so do you, but you don't know your four seasons. So am I going to go out and try to harvest a crop during winter in my person? No, because I know myself. So I'm not going to try to do certain things when it's not season, because according to Ecclesiastes, there's a time to plant, there's a time to pluck up. There's a time to be happy, there's a time to be sad. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time. But according to Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, there's a time for everything under the sun. So there are three numbers that make up the wealth quadrant, the first quadrant, which is from 1 to 3. Do you know your three numbers? Like the back of your hand. Can you regurgitate them from it? Do you know all of the characteristics and attributes of your three numbers? Or you don't? That is why Punani comes before purpose. That's why you're following the Punani. You're not following purpose. Not you, but people you know. What about the health quadrant? That's the second quadrant. It's made up of three numbers, not one. So you got one number. Well, what's the other two? Well, without mastery of purpose, where purpose is not known, what happens? Abuse. Who do you abuse? Yourself first. Then who else? Others second. So I meet you. And all of a sudden we talking, man, everything's going great, and I say something and you feel. Now what you feel is real. It's not real for me, it's real for you. The only reason you feel disrespected is because you don't know yourself. So whatever you respond to, you bond to. You just signed an emotional contract with whatever you feel. You feel disrespected, you just signed a contract that says, send me more disrespect, please. But you bring about what you feel about. So the devil's job is to get you feel shizness that ain't real. That's why I don't respond, because I'm not trying to create no freaking unheavenly bond. I'm not really interested in bonding with no damn demons. Been there, done it already. So I don't respond. I only respond to purpose. I don't respond to people. I don't respond to penis. I don't respond to poonanny. I don't respond to passion. I don't respond to products, problems, profit. I only respond to purpose, because the purpose came from a person, and the person has a place. And without understanding those three P's, you're going to be hooked on problems. The only way to override every problem in your life is to have purpose, clarity, which produces certainty. I'm sorry, which produces confidence, which produces certainty. You don't have no confidence in your purpose because you don't understand it. And I've been doing this for 20 years, and my goal is I'm not trying to teach the system. That's why I never taught this before, because I wanted people to understand the purpose giver. But people are struggling, not you, but people that you know, with their purpose because they have a lack of clarity. I'm trying to promote the X over the circle, which I will do a whole show over that. What they're doing, this whole thing, y'all seen the Black Panther where you put your hands over their chest and now black people around. It's amazing how, man, they always use black people to introduce, again, things that's promoted by the dominant culture. Like black folks, we'll do anything without investigating. Now I just saw on Facebook where there's people who are holding up their fist, one fist, which represents, again, all the black power, you know, black unity stuff. Now they're doing it for gun control. So primarily Caucasians are meeting. They're holding up one fist, but it was introduced by the black men. So all of the quote-unquote dominant culture, Luciferian agenda is usually introduced by the black man. So you putting your hand over your chest, you're making an X over the circle. You know what that means? I don't really know if you want to know what it means, but I'm about to break it down for you so that way you know. Now, if you proceed to do, because everything is done by symbolism or sigil magic, it's in all of the movies. You ever watch Harry Potter? What is that? Sigil magic. That little wand, W-A-N-D, is from the holly tree, which is represents Hollywood. I did a whole show on Hollywood and the magical wood. It was in the Old Testament. That cane, that stick, that Moses had that threw down and swallowed Pharaoh's snakes. What was that cane made up of? Hollywood, holly tree. Now it goes deep. Everything that you do on this earth is wicked and witchcraft. The Father knows that he's chosen to use the foolishness of witchery or Lucifer, which means bioluminescence, which means fake light. Now the real light came into the world and the world perceived it not. My job is to help you understand universal spiritual light and not the bent light. Our minds are bent. We are bent light beings. That's why we get the word hue. The word hue, H-U-E, means bent light. Man means being or existing. So we are existing as bent light. My job is to help you return back to straight light. Change your words, you change your world. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. But Brother Will, how exactly are we going to do that? Well, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Number one, your ego, you can't hang out with me in your ego. People get angry with me, and there is no me. What does that mean? Galatians, 2:5, somewhere in there. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the messianic office, that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. I'm never mad at you, boo-boo. Why? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So you can call me, you can curse me out, which people do. You can send me threatening emails, which people do. I am not going to respond because I know it is not you. I know it's a ruling disposition that is behind you because of a lack of purpose. Where purpose is not known, the only thing you can do is abuse me and other people. So I make sure I keep my distance. That's why I don't have a lot of friends. I don't hang out with people who don't know their purpose because I know by law, eventually, they have to come at me. And I'm saved, but I ain't that saved. I'm a work in progress. I might mess around and resort back to the old me. So I know that I must do the same thing that you must do. I got to practice what I preach. What do you preach, Brother Will? I preach that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words are God. Now, that is contrary to your theology or other people's theology that you know. What I'm doing right now is only God can do this. Let me say it again. What I am doing right now, only other gods can do this. Let me say it again. What I am doing right now, only other gods can do this. Now, there may be little versions, but they're a little version. That's what the word quantum means. So the Bible tells me, according to John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with, it hung out with God, and then the Word became, the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Who's he? The Word. Through him, through who? Through him, through who? Through him, the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Through who? Through my mother. Through my father. Through my spouse. Through my neighbor. But it says, through him all things are made. Who's him? The Word, homie. So when you speak, you create. Abracadabra. As I speak, I create. But nobody taught you. So I'm here to teach you. I'm here to share with you what I do every day. I call those things that are not as though they were. No reverend, no doctor, no bishop, no dog, no cat, no demon. Nothing got power over me. Because I take authority with my words. That's the result of my mental disposition. That is established because the Word entered into my heart and it unfolds light. Let me show you how this works. If you can wrap your brain around this, you'll never be the same after today. You will never, ever follow Poonanny again. Penis will have no power. Passion, other people, problems. Man, you look at your problem, you're like, that's it? That's all you got? Nobody else's product will be better than yours. You will never promote another man's product over yours. You will never take profit over passion. Someone said, hey, dog, all you got to do is not do your purpose. I'm going to pay you $1 million a year. You will walk away. Your purpose may only pay you $9 an hour, but you wouldn't give it up for $1 million because purpose is the only thing that gives you peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that only comes from the big G. That is worth more than gold, homie. But you see, the only way to do that is to understand that John 1:3 says, through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So without the Word, nothing can exist. Everything that exists was spoken by somebody. Everything that exists was a thought in somebody's brain before it was spoken out their mouth and before it was manifested in their hand. Everything started as a thought. Then verse 4 says, in him was life. See, I got the life management system. So I'm not just interested in producing shizness. I'm interested in producing life. So this tells me how to do it. So I develop a system based upon 1 John, verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So I know if I find the light, I find life. So I found light, but I found bioluminescence light. It was fake. Because then I read where in 1 Corinthians where it says, Satan, that old dragon who had deceived the whole world, he said he transformed himself into an angel of light, and he transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So then I found out that there is bioluminescence, and then there is sonoluminescence, sonar, which is sun luminescence, S-O and S-U. So I connected with the right source or the right light. because that is the light of mankind. So your DNA is activated by light, as I will prove in the next series. Then verse 5 says of 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, John 1, 5 says, the light shines in the darkness. Ooh, yeah, I need that light. So no matter what goes on, my light just keeps shining. Poor nanny shows up, light keeps shining. Passion shows up, light keeps shining. People shows up, say, brother, we should not do that, light keeps shining. Problem shows up, more bills than money, light keeps shining. The prophet shows up, hey, come over here, dog, do this illegal activity, we're going to make some money, light keeps shining. So the darkness can't override my light. Now, there's some people, they get the light they got, darkness overrides it because it's a fake light. It's not the real one. They are not attached to their true God-given purpose. Because darkness has not overcome it, according to John chapter 1, verse 5. Now, how come darkness does not overcome my light? Because the word creates the chromosomes of the DNA. What? Let me say that again. Words create the quantization of the DNA. Let me say that again. Speaking of words that are filled with purpose impregnates the atmosphere or the ether or the space with what is called crystallized or the crystal-like matrix. We call it enthusiasm. See, the only way that your words don't have power if they don't have enthusiasm, which is enthusiasm, in theos. That means God in it. So that's why I say I only do toe-curling activities. Why? They are engaged with enthusiasm. Why? The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand it. The entrance of God's word brings light. Now, let me make sure you understand Psalms 119, verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 130. This is why the life management system is so powerful. This is why you must understand the 12 words that activates the 12 nerves inside of your body so it can activate your crown chakra, and you can basically experience what they call kundalini magic, which is a bunch of new age bullshitness when all you need is the entrance of God's word. The revelation of your words bring light, and it gives me understanding, or it gives understanding to the inexperienced. See, you don't have to go out and experience all the stuff that I experienced. You don't have to go out to a satanic seance like I did. You don't have to go through 68 jobs like I did. You ain't got to run through a bunch of females like I did. You ain't got to get your cars repoed like I did. You ain't got to lie, steal, cheat, do all of the stuff that I did, because you can learn from my experience and the word of God. So Psalms 119 verse 130 says the unfolding. Okay, we got a problem. A lot of people hear words, very few people unfold them. All I do all day, every day, 24/7, 365, is unfold words. It is my prayer, Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people, that you join me in the pursuit of unfolding words. It is the lack of the unfolding of the word. Oh, you got the word, you just too busy pursuing punani, penis, passion, people, problems, products, and profits to unfold words. Now, I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. I did the same thing. 50-plus years. Most of y'all are just young whippersnappers. But let me make sure you understand. See, I got something called the School of Hard Knocks. See, when your ass hit that brick wall as many times as I have, oh, yeah, pain equals compliance. Trust me, homie. Well, don't trust me. They're going out there and crash and burn a few more times. Psalms 119, verse 130 says, the unfolding of the word gives life. Just because you get the word, that don't mean shiznit. You got to unfold it. That means you got to dig down. You got to study not to pass a test. You got to study to understand the meaning. You got to study not to impress people on Facebook. You got to study so that way you can get some freaking discourse. Psalms 19, verse 7. Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. The discourse, the disclosure, that's where I get to a didactic. The didacticness of your words illuminates, providing understanding to the simple. Anybody want understanding? It's called gnosis or knowledge. That's how you get it, brothers and sisters. According to Psalms 119, verse 130, and Psalms 19, verse 7. John 6, verse 63 says, "The words I have spoken unto you, they are full of spirit and L-I-F-E, life." That's why I do the life management system based upon the life that's unfolding inside of the word of Yahushua. I can use any words, but I prefer these words. Why? They unfold DNA. See, the vibration of your voice box activates the crystals inside of your DNA and inside of your blood. This produces a phantom DNA structure. Now, again, you can research this. You can go to Google right now, type in phantom DNA. If you don't believe me, please don't believe nothing I'm saying. You know, I could have bumped my head last night. Vibration. Remember, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. That's why I only do enthusiastic things. Why? It puts something inside of my voice. What's in my voice? What are you feeling right now? When I speak, you feel something. You either feel good or you either feel like this dude is pissing me off. And you click, you disconnect. Why? The cranial nerves ain't activated yet. How? Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. The natural man, now if you come in with your ego, yeah, you're going to be emailing me. You're going to be one of these guys that you're probably texting right now on my YouTube channel or emailing me. Why? Your ego pissed off. Why? The words only appeal to the spirit. They don't appeal to the flesh. So the entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The revelation of the words bring light. It gives understanding to the inexperienced. So the vibration, the tone in my voice activates the crystalline matrix or the phantom DNA. This is the what they call the ascension grid. This is the biological or the holographic. We are all holograms. This is called quantization, what I'm going to be starting on April the 2nd. Every person that's listening to the sound of my voice has a circle of Willis. That's where you activate your will. You are either doing his will based upon his word, are you doing your will based upon your words? The blood that's flowing through your skull in the circle of Willis in your brain is activated by your passion, by your poonanny, by your penis, by other people, by your problems, by other people's products, or by the profits that's promised to you by other people's systems. If you have those peas before your purpose, then your circle of Willis, the crown chakra, the cerebral spinal fluid, it ain't activated. You are not christened. You are not Christ. You and I, again, one of the chosen. Now, this system is based upon the Greek word kleronomos, which means one who receives his lot by heirship for messianic usage. Notice how you received it. Notice what it is used for. So the Greek word kleronomos, where I get the English word kleronomics, which I made up, by the way. You can go to Google and type it in. Kleronomics. So kleronomics means purpose-based production. Purpose-based. You're not penis-based. You're not pulani-based. You're not passion-based. You're not other people-based. It's not problem-based. It's not other people's product-based. It's not profit-based. It's purpose-based. Because it's based upon the Greek. It is the English word household management of the soul, again, which is the word kleros, or okonomai, or okonomos, which is the science of purpose-based production, which is the life management system. Now, there's no Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet that can explain to you what I just said. Why? The entrance of the word was not unfolded. Let me say that again. If you do not unfold the word, you don't get an understanding of the word. See, God knows. And let me close with this. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I just know my purpose. Purpose pisses people off. People who don't have purpose, they get pissed off at people who do. Why? It's called a ruling disposition. That's not yours. Now, remember, you must be oppressed. Then, after time, you're depressed. Then, After a little bit more, after a little bit more time, you are possessed by a ruling disposition that is not yours. I come along and I tell you, hey, homeboy, you got a purpose. Your ego says, no, we are good over here working for Poonanny. And I'm telling you, stop working for Poonanny. What do you think will happen? Every time you listen to your show, to my show, your ego going to flare up and you're going to want to attack me. Thankfully, again, let me not say that. But that's my ego acting up. Let's just put it this way. I have a different disposition. I have the I wish a nigga would mentality. So that's a little different for most folk. In other words, I don't scare either, homie. I don't scare very easy. But let me get back to being spiritual. Everybody has listened to the sound of my voice. We are either in the flesh or in the spirit. It is advantageous for all of us to walk in the spirit so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's why most of us, myself included, I'm number one. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm about a hair trigger away. So I'm a work in progress. God is working on me, same way he's working on you. I just got into an altercation yesterday, or almost got into an altercation with a bunch of motorcycle gang. And, you know, I had my daughter with me. Thanks, bitch. She was with me. Because she's like, Dad, what are you doing? You going to fight all of them? You see, brothers and sisters, there is a genetic code. This genetic code is called purpose. It's called destiny. I call it Dear Kenia. I didn't give it to you. I can't take it from you. I can't activate it. It is God's word that activated it. I'm not your enemy, man. You're not my enemy. I gotta remind myself, I gotta stop responding. Because other people are not the problem. Everybody got problems. People are stressed out. And people are on edge. So I don't wanna antagonize people. That's not my job. I'm not here to antagonize you. So as I say in every show, if I said anything today to disrespect you, that was not my intention. God placed something inside of you called your DNA. This is what I call your Dia Kenia, which is basically your DNA. The word Dia Kenia has the letters DNA in it. It's your DNA report. I just wanted to make sure that I maintain the biblical connection with the science. This is the letters and numbers that are instrumental in creating your purpose. There's letters and numbers that create your purpose. If you don't know those letters and numbers that create your purpose, then you do not have principles. You do not have a process. You do not have a procedure that leads to a product. When you implement that product, it's going to give you a profit. That profit, again, is going to give you prosperity. That prosperity will give you peace. But if you don't have that, then you're going to have problems. You're going to have passion that you can't fulfill. You're going to have people. You're going to be following, if you're a woman, a penis. If you're a man, you're going to be following the punan. Or you're going to be promoting somebody else's product. Or you're going to be employed by somebody else because you're not deployed by yourself. All of this of not understanding the genetic code. This is your DNA. That's why inside of your DNA, you have something called your codons. C-O-D-O-N. Now, that just means code on. Just go to Google, your favorite search engine, type in C-O-D-O-N. You will see that there are amino acids that are coded. And each amino acid activate or they do something to the codons that signal a particular amino acid. And this amino acid produces something called a protein synthesis. And words control that process. Wrong words, the wrong code get turned on. You get turned on, adrenaline is released in your body, and you want to put your hands on my throat because the wrong code was turned on. Or I can say words and serotonin and melatonin. Oxytocin is released in your body, and you want to put your arms around me and hug me and embrace me as your brother. It all depends upon the words Those words create your world. Wrong word, wrong world. My brothers and my sisters, this is my prayer, that if you do not join my system and actually go through the process, because it is in depth, the further you get to finding the real you, the more ruling dispositions you have to deal with until you get to the ruling disposition. And then there's a war going on between you and that ruling disposition. That's called the flesh. I got a whole book, I Am Too Human, that explains this process. The flesh wars against the spirit. The spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. That is all broken down inside of the Theranomics or inside of the life optimization system. So, brothers and sisters, again, join me April the 2nd as we start the series entitled Quantum Fusion Induction State, which is how a quantum become quantized so that way you engage in what is called quantum fusion. That just simply means all 12 of your numbers or characteristics inside of your life management system or your Dear Canary report, all 12 numbers are harmonized into one. So you have whole brain thinking instead of left brain or right brain. We're going to break down the science and the spirituality or the biology of it starting on April 2nd. Email me for more information at masterteacher33@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach consider part one. God is in all because he will never be beautiful. And as always, my brother, always, my sister, I will for you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one.